What's up, everybody? Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Recording another Daily Digest episode tonight, mostly because I could not resist commenting on the previous episode. Confession time, it was not good. It was recorded pretty hastily, and the information, well, generally helpful and clear, was pretty generic, actually. Ironically, in an episode that's goal was to highlight enhancing content to make it superior to the generic content out there on the internet right now. As I posted the episode, I immediately had to fight the urge to just take it down, call it quits for the day, but I fought that urge. It didn't feel quite right to me to take it down for a variety of reasons, maybe because I'm so particular about something once I set my mind to it. And in that case, it was committing to this daily podcast and sticking to it. So I decided to let the episode live and own it. I'll let it live as an example of how not to curate AI content, which is now the new title of the episode. But anyway, on to more entertaining content. For the Daily Digest today, I wanted to talk about a couple subjects that are covered in a Google Top Stories for AI this week. From payments.com, spelled PYMNTS.com. I don't think they want you to pronounce it payments, but maybe they do. Anyway, from payments.com, MIT researchers have been working on and developing a video reviewing tool that directs users to the most useful and relevant content in a given video. Put pretty simply, this technology is really capable of determining the start and end of a specific action that's taking place in a given video, and then it can understand the context of that action in the video as a whole. The article uses the example of like a chef cooking a pancake or something, and the challenge typically is determining when that action begins. There's a lot of ambiguity or object subjectivity to when the action begins. They use the example of, is it when the chef pours the batter, or is it when he mixes? Is it when he's mixing the batter, or something like that? It seems simple to us as humans to be able to determine this, but the AI would be able to make an educated decision to determine when exactly that cooking action begins, based on some human annotation and some human input that's being given. As I mentioned, this is still a big challenge for the AI, but it's something that in the past has required like extensive human intervention. In the description of the actions that are going on, the annotation of what's happening in the video, when it's beginning, what's taking place, when it's ending, the sequence of events, so on and so forth. It's not being accomplished. It's now being accomplished by models that can learn at that incredible rate. The applications and the implications of this are interesting for sure, but should be huge news for marketers for many reasons, but two main ones that stand out to me from the article. One is educational video content, and the second is interactive e-commerce. So first, educational content. There are two software tools that I want to direct you to here. The first is called Mindstamp. As always, check out the link in the show notes. They allow you to add a variety of interactive content to your video library. Things like call to actions on your videos, of course, but also video shopping carts, questions that let you gather input from your viewers and feedback, even the ability to dynamically guide a user through different selections during the video. It sounds super interesting. Definitely check it out. Sounds very compelling for increased conversions from your video channel on your site. I did a little experimenting with it. And I think the solution is cool for sure. It asks me a few simple narrated questions, and it looks like it can take that information and then display it in a few predetermined areas on the screen in kind of like a summary. Also, pretty sure the narrator in this video has been generated with AI. Can't be sure, but given the nature of the company and the strange head nod thing that this narrator seems to be doing between each sentence, my uncanny valley has definitely been triggered. Let's put it that way. The other tool that I wanted to quickly throw in there is called Video Summarizer AI. Definitely check out that link in the notes as well. That's actually built on a custom GPT, a generative pre-trained transformer, which we touched on in glossary episode or our definitions episode. It looks like I can just take a large input of educational or instructional videos from YouTube, and the main application, according to their homepage, looks to be like outputting that content in the user's native language, which can be super helpful, obviously. So a couple of cool tools there to check out. The next reason that I think this technology is so game-changing for marketers is interactive e-commerce. Payments.com also has several articles on what's called the FAST channel, F-A-S-T channel on Prime Video and Amazon Freevee, featuring, wait for it, Shop the Show technology. And if you haven't guessed it, that means users will be able to shop for the products that they are seeing on their TV screen during their show. Now, who knows exactly the quality or caliber? I'm sure some people do know the quality or caliber of the content that's currently running on the FAST channel. If you've had any experience, definitely leave your impression in the comments. I will have to do some recon, check out the FAST channel if I can find it, and we will maybe end up doing a follow-up episode on the FAST channel. And if you see me with a bunch of new products from it, then we'll definitely do a follow-up episode. All I know is that if I am close to being able to order a Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power, licensed elf blade or Gandalf staff or something, count me in for sure. All right, that's it for this Daily Digest episode. If you enjoy the show or find it useful in any way, please do me a favor, subscribe or follow on your podcast platform of choice. On Spotify for now, or using the RSS feed to follow on your platform of choice. A review on top of that would be hugely appreciated and super helpful for the show. So until next time, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.